To the left, just after you pass through Jefferson, you'll see a Spanish colonial revival house. Besides repurposing historical structures, we're also pretty good at faking them. This one was finished in 2018. And for another bit of anachronism, look on the right a couple blocks later, just after Arabella Street, and there's a replica of Terra, the plantation house from Gone with the Wind, built in 1941. A little past Terra, on the left, you'll see a couple of particularly elaborate Victorian houses in tan and blue. Then you cross through a light at Nashville Avenue. Just past Nashville, on the right, is a street leading into a mansion-filled cul-de-sac, coincidentally called Rosa Park, which was the first gated neighborhood in the city when it was created in 1896. Past there are two traffic lights at State and Calhoun Streets, at which point you'll be reaching Audubon Park on the left and Tulane and Loyola Universities on the right. Our recommended spot for getting off the streetcar is around here. There are stops at either edge of Tulane's campus or two blocks after at Broadway. If you decide to ride further, there will be a little information in the next track about what to expect. When you reach the universities, you'll see the red brick buildings of Loyola first, then the stone and occasionally Richardsonian buildings of Tulane. Like everything else in the area, these campuses and the park are former plantation land, including that of Étienne de Boré, the first mayor of New Orleans and the first to oversee successful mass manufacturing of sugar in Louisiana, which became a cash crop then in the late 18th century and remains one today. This area also speaks to the latter days of the fruit industry. Just beyond the front of Tulane's campus is a gated neighborhood called Audubon Place, and just behind its gate is a columned white house built for Sam Zemery, owner of United Fruit. United Fruit was, again, the main competitor to the Vaquero brothers' Standard Fruit, and both companies steered life in the Caribbean countries where their products grew, from building train networks to deposing elected leaders and installing dictatorships, sometimes with the backing of the U.S. military and the CIA. When the CIA attempted an invasion of communist Cuba through the Bay of Pigs, the ships used belonged to United Fruit, which had lost land in Cuba's revolution. And the failure of that invasion led in turn to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Sam Zemery died just a few years later, and his company was bought, but the name carried serious baggage, so today it's called Chiquita. Standard Fruit also sold to a company, now called Dole. As for Sam Zemery's personal property, he left some gifts to Tulane. This house, which is now the University President's Mansion, and a donation for a Middle American Research Institute, his own preferred industry term for what today tends to be called a Latin American Studies program. The last track gets into things you could visit from here, including Audubon Park and what lies further along the streetcar line.